G'day, welcome to Partakers and to our series where we are looking at excerpts from the teachings of Seraphim of Sarov of the 18th and 19th centuries. He is one of the most renowned Russian saints in the Eastern Orthodox Church. Part 8, Non-Judgment and the Forgiveness of Offences. It is not right to judge anyone, even if you have seen someone sinning and wallowing in the violations of God's laws with your own eyes, as is said in the Word of God. Judge not that you not be judged. Matthew 7, verse 1. Who are you that you judge another man's servant? To his own master he stands or falls. Yes, he shall be held up, for God is able to make him stand. Romans 14, verse 4. It is much better always to bring to memory the words of the Apostle Paul. Wherefore let him who thinks he stands take heed in case he fall. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 12. One must not harbour anger or hatred towards a person that is hostile toward us. On the contrary, one must love him and do as much good as possible toward him, following the teaching of our Lord Jesus Christ. Love your enemies, do good to them that hate you. Matthew 5, verse 44. If then we will try to fulfill all this to the extent of our power, we can hope that God's light will begin to shine in our hearts, lighting our path to the heavenly Jerusalem. Why do we judge our neighbours? Because we are not trying to get to know ourselves. Someone busy trying to understand himself has no time to notice the shortcomings of others. Judge yourself, and you will stop judging others. Judge a poor deed, but do not judge the doer. It is necessary to consider yourself the most sinful of all, and to forgive your neighbour every poor deed. One must hate only the devil who tempted him. It can happen that someone might appear to be doing something bad to us, but in reality, because of the doer's good intentions, it is a good deed. Besides, the door of penitence is always open, and it is not known who will enter it sooner. You the judge, or the one judged by you.
Thanks for listening as we look at this ancient book of the church. Come back every day to Partakers, www.partakers.co.uk, where there is something added to help you as a Christian disciple in the 21st century. See you later. Dave Roberts, signing out.